last courses, I have doing a good project with two exchange students, and they are Koreans, Taiwanese, and also students from Holland. And mainly we use the English for our communication, and I think in order to let them understand my thinking or interact more, I have to learn more vocabulary and speak up. For the students of from Holland, she pay attention to the pronunciation, and Hong Kong students maybe have some difficulties in the pronunciation, and I have to maybe make my pronunciation better and correct my mistake in order to let her understand my meaning.
This experience you've shared is a fairly recent one. Can you remember anything in secondary school, perhaps when you were preparing for the DSE?
For DSE, mainly is we read the past paper, but nothing special. But I remember that I have traveled to Thailand, and in the trip I met a family from America, and they were really nice, and they want we are in the same tour, yes, and we mainly use English for our communication, and this may lost a learning experience, but I think in this experience English is really important in our communication.
Sounds great. What's your most memorable reading experience in English?
Reading experience. Reading. Maybe. Reading experience. Mainly for the academic purpose. I may not really like reading the English materials, but from the academic purpose, last semester I used most of the time in reading English academic purpose, because most of the academic papers is in English, and yes, they are more aspects.
And how about novels or newspapers or magazines, periodicals?
Yes, newspaper, the New York Times. Because I may think that the media in America, or not the local media, may be more fair in reporting the newspaper in English. Yes, and learn more vocabularies. I remember that in DSE, the teachers may encourage us to read the newspaper in English in order to learn more, to practice our reading skills. And this is really important or good. Yes.